Hello and welcome back to Loud Mouse Podcast, the loudest podcast on planet Earth. I'm your host, FPS Diesel. Along with me, as always, is the hoodie.
Yes! Yes! Finally! Yes!
Damn.
You're excited.
I was already planning on doing you first, but then, like...
I love you so much, Diesel.
I was gonna double back and then just choose not to. And then also we got Brandon, I guess.
Hey, I'm a boomer, just like Ray William Johnson. Come on, applaud my segue.
No, that wasn't good. That was kind of rough.
That wasn't good.
That was
kind of the silence means that it was bad.
Yeah, you know what?
If it doesn't instantly click, it's not one of those segues. It's not one of the ones that you just know.
I mean, I'll be honest. I was like half paying attention, half like basking in the shame of eating milk and cookies.
I was just looking at this Indian.
You ate
Facebook
milk
tweet.
And fucking protein cookies. Shut up.
It's protein. Like, cookies.
I was
Excuse
too enamored.
Me.
I was too
I feel
enamored.
So fat. I had a protein
well, Brandon,
cookie.
Unfortunately,
with
I have
milk.
Body dysmorphia, and I hate myself at every size. Jesus.
Well, now you're making me look like an asshole.
Yes, I am.
Fuck you.
I was busy being enamored by this image of an Indian Facebook man saying he looked like Kuroko from. How do you say that?
I mean, he really. I don't know, man. I don't speak Asian.
I must admit, they both do have eyes and a nose and a mouth. And ears, all in roughly the same
one
places.
Has black hair, one has blue hair, one has black eyes, one has or brown
one's
eyes.
An anime character, one's not. There you go.
Yeah.
Wait, which one's the anime character?
The one that is from India and has a mustache.
Makes sense.
Jesus. Anyway, Boomer Johnson, we gotta talk about today.
So if you guys didn't see,
oh wait,
Cave it's Johnson Hoover.
From Portal. I love Portal. What a great game!
Shut up. Thank you. So if you guys didn't see, Hoover on YouTube, our friend got his video struck down by Ray William Johnson, the big boomer head, because he claimed that his video it was infringing copyright. He claimed the whole entire video. The first thing he did was block it in every single fucking country, and then Hoover appealed it, and then he striked him after he. Appealed it, and then he appealed it again, and was basically like, hey, we can go to court if you need to, and then Ray William Johnson's like, you know what, I don't want to do that again, and then he let go of the claim, because he realized, oh yeah, wait, this is fair use, and I'm doing something that's not legal. So the video's back up now, so you can go watch that, and basically the moral of the story is, Ray William Johnson is a boomer, and he's stuck in 2011.
Okay, well, like, okay, I know this sounds weird, but do you think a portion of the people who watch YouTube now have no fucking clue who Ray William Johnson is?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Anybody that came on, like, anybody that came to the platform, like, 2 or 3 years ago probably doesn't really know who he is.
Okay, so I think we should give, who is this man?
So, Ray William Johnson was, in a way, the precursor to a lot of, the stuff that like you see from our corner of the internet, like our corner of YouTube nowadays, like in a way he was the original reaction commentator, so a billion times worse than most of the people you see nowadays. But fucking like he would take viral clips that were going around at the time and he'd make jokes about them, make commentary, and they're questionable, but like he was the number one YouTuber at one point, fucking like that. God, old times. Old fucking times.
No, his videos are so old. If you go watch one now, he'll introduce it and he's like, so this video got 200,000 views in 4 days. And you're like, that's nothing. You're like, that's like nothing nowadays.
I remember when the Fine Bros would make a 50 viral videos of a month thing, and then like a video with a couple hundred thousand views could be considered viral. Fucking Christ, that shit was so long.
Yeah,
ago.
Like the times have changed so much. Like now to like, be considered viral has to be like millions upon millions of fucking views.
But Ray William Johnson was like an old ass YouTube guy, number one at one point. And he's just been kind of off the radar in recent years. Like he has a channel, he still does stuff, but he might as well not be. And he got into like a copyright dispute thing with an own company, like with Jukin Media, the guys who like own all the.
Is it Junkin or Jukin?
I don't know how it's pronounced. It could be either or. Honestly,
I just say Jukin because there's no N. But
yeah,
I
say Jukin.
Okay. I just say Jukin Media, but like they own like all those clips of like shit you see in fail compilations, and like
yeah,
they buy out the rights for like random viral videos. And
yeah,
shit
they're one of the companies that will email people who make viral videos and be like, "We'll give you $100 for the licensing," and then they go and like claim every single video that ever fucking uses it, makes a fortune off of it.
Yeah, and so. they DMCA'd like a bunch of Ray William Johnson's videos, so he sued them. In like he was kind of in the position that Hoover is in with Ray William Johnson, which is why this situation is so fucking funny. Because he's a massive hypocrite for claiming Hoover's
video. Yeah, because like his entire content was based off the premise of showing a clip and then making a comment. The problem is with his content, though, that like made him lose a lot. He lost a lawsuit, right?
He lost, like, okay, so he won 2 out of 3 videos, and then the last one he didn't. So okay. It was kind of like a win-lose scenario here.
So even
where, like,
even with his content being the way it is, he still got majority.
He got majority, right? But then there was the one that he lost.
Yeah,
so,
that's
like,
impressive saying that. That's impressive saying his content literally is just like he shows the whole clip and then he makes a comment about it or a joke. And like the jokes back then, at least to me, were funny when I used to watch them.
Well, sometimes I was watching a bunch of old like Equals 3 episodes to be like, okay, was this like really transformative? And like he got away with a lot more. Like he would make jokes that have nothing to do with the video, and then. Like, then he would show the video, and that was it. And I'm just like, he didn't even comment on it
all. And the problem is, as well, is like, he didn't show, like, a snippet where it's like, you go find the actual video. He'd show, like, the whole thing, which wouldn't promote going to the video at all.
Exactly.
So, it was like, I'm surprised he won majority, to be 100% honest, because it's like, if you look at like what constitutes fair use nowadays, or people consider fair use, it's often like you take a longish video, you maybe take like 2 minutes out of it, and then you put it in your video as like main points, and people can still go watch the original and get a new experience from it. But like his content for the most part wasn't like that, which is why I'm surprised that he won most of them. And it's like, even though he won most of them with how his content was, he still decided, hey, I'm gonna fucking strike down Hoover's video because I don't think it's fair use because I'm salty. So. Yeah, he big gay.
I honestly, I'm surprised that in 2019, the first like controversy that I guess we give a shit about is Ray William Johnson.
It was a great way to kick off the
stuff.
Fucking
it's,
year.
It's
great.
It's like there were like two that I cared about that were like kicked off simultaneously. The one I was mostly invested in was this one, but also like the Ricegum Jake Paul gambling.
Yeah,
shit.
I was gonna say that was the other stuff that was happening, but I was like, I saw that, I read the articles. And
I was
like,
it happened. This isn't a surprise.
I looked at the headlines, and I'm just like. Yeah, I'm not surprised. And then I went on with my day.
I wasn't particularly surprised, but I was interested in the nuances of it. Like shit, what even fucking counts as gambling since, like, there, like, you know how, like, the CSGO scammers got away with it because, like, they weren't technically betting real money.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they had, like, loopholes and shit. I mean...
This, like, doesn't even seem like it, like, uses a straight-up
the
loophole.
Problem,
like, you just
the problem
money
is
with a chance of getting something.
Yeah. The problem is with those videos as well is, like, I am going to say probably... I don't know for sure, of course, but in my experience, what they'll do is they'll give you an account that's rigged. And I used to know people that would take CSGO gambling sponsors pretty often when I did Funny Moments back when I was like 15 years old. And like they would give you rigged accounts, and then you would spin it, and then you would get good items. And then it's like, and then sometimes with the smaller channels, they wouldn't even give you real money. They would just give you the items, and that was your payment. So they give you like a couple $1,000s worth of items. They wouldn't even actually pay you money. Like that's how common it was. Like they'd sponsor pretty much anybody, and they'd often rig accounts to get the best results. So when people are watching, especially kids, they're like, "Oh my god, how I can win this for sure? This guy won a bunch of shit."
The best part about using like CSGO items or all that stuff, and then paying people in CSGO items. Is like, you're not going to tax a CSGO item. You already have those in your pool. You're not going to tax that. That's like tax-free money for everybody involved. So it's like probably not legal anyway. You know, there's various issues that happened back then with that, and that's why that whole big thing.
Yeah, there's a bunch of fucking problems.
T-Martin and Syndicate happened.
It got so bad that like Steam gimped their entire trading system just trying to prevent it, and then like people got really turned off the trading because like trading system's shit now. It sucks. You get an item and it takes like fucking 3 days or something, or even a week sometimes.
Well, like,
for it to even be tradable again.
That and the items have depreciated in value significantly.
Yeah, because of all of this shit. Like the fact
like they bursted their own economic bubble, which is hilarious.
It's like the fucking GTA economy.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't even like it wasn't even the gambling sites that really like when they got taken down. It wasn't really that crashed it. That did contribute, but it wasn't like the big thing. It was when they fucking took down OP Skins. Do you guys know what that is?
No clue.
So OP Skins is a marketplace where you can put your items up on the website and pay real money for CSGO items, and you can also sell for real money, which is something you can't do on Steam. When you sell an item on Steam, it stays within the Steam ecosystem, which is actually something they introduced a couple years ago. You used to be able to pull out, but then they stopped because they're like, wait, why are we letting people pull out? We just let them put all their money back in us. So so then OP Skins was like, when that went, it was like, oh shit, the skin market's ass because all these people have like dragon lores and extremely expensive skins and no safe place to sell them. So people were like, well, this skin's basically fucking worthless now. And dragon lores used to be super expensive. Like they were up into the fucking, what, some of them weren't like
they,
8K.
Really? I thought they were like hundreds of dollars, not like thousands.
No, dude, no. Like a pristine one sold for a lot of money.
Dude, there's like... there was items on CSGO that cost like retarded amounts.
Like, yeah, if I'm not mistaken, a factory new dragon lore would be like, depending on the condition, because like there's increments in between minimum wear, factory, and all that shit. If you got like a really pristine one, it'd be worth like thousands. I'm not exactly sure how much, but like some skins got upwards of like in the tens of thousands when they got stickers on them that were ultra rare from events. Like for example, you can still go on Steam and purchase a minimal wear dragon lore for $1,500 and a battle scarred one for $770. So, like, they still sell for a lot of money, even though the market's gone to shit. But they've always been worth a lot of fucking money. That's why there was so much money in it, because people were like, because these gambling sites, you could put in your fucking items, and then you'd get, like, $500 in site credit to gamble, and, like, there was a lot of money going into that because the skins were worth so much money.
Yep. There was a lot of money moving around for that. I mean, like, with what Jake and Ricegum did, like, I don't know, like... Well, the issue was is that they wouldn't have any of those items that you were gambling for in reality. You know, like, it's like you can win a house, but, like,
okay,
you're
not. Yeah, the house thing, I don't even know how a brand like that that's just starting up would afford a fucking $250 million fucking house to give away. Like... I'm willing to bet my life they don't fucking own that house, you know.
I mean,
like,
yeah, that's the strange part with that is like the things that they were giving away.
Yeah, and then as everyone also said, like I'm sure like that site was most likely giving you like Chinese knockoffs of shit.
Yeah,
like that wouldn't surprise me at all because like that shit's so common now.
And dude, stealing credit card information.
I forgot forgot whose video I was watching. I think it might have been H3's, but they mentioned that like. In the terms of service, like, they can essentially just choose to not give you any of the shit that you won. Like, I didn't read the terms of service myself, but, like, I saw that in one of the videos, so...
That sounds like something they put in their fucking terms of service. Shit, what was I gonna say? It was something about the credit card stuff.
The credit card fraud?
Well, I heard about that. Like, was that confirmed, or was that speculation?
I mean, it was speculation that they were gonna steal credit card information.
I mean,
it
wouldn't surprise me if
it
was just some company in buttfuck nowhere.
Where else are they gonna buy all the Yeezys?
Yeah, I mean, the fake Yeezys.
The fake Yeezys.
Most likely fake, yeah. I don't know. That I can't believe, like... I don't know how they thought it was... Like, and the worst part is, too, is, like, there was a bunch of channels that did it before that Ricegum snitched on in his video... that nobody picked up on, and it's like, how? Especially, like, Mr. Reaction Time, or whatever the fuck his channel is. Have you guys heard of him before?
Nope.
No,
I've never heard of
him. Okay, so, I didn't know about this guy until a while ago when I was doing research for a video. And basically, he hit the trending page a couple times. His channel's called Reaction Time, and it's exactly what you think it is. It's just him reacting to things that exist or come out. And, like, it's a pretty massive channel. And he did a video promoting this website, and nobody caught on to it. And then when the thing came out about Ricegum and Jake Paul, he deleted his video. And his video was very similar to Jake and Ricegum with how he presented it, with being like, oh my god, you can win all these cool things. Oh.
You know, so. When looking at, like, yeah, I can easily see Ricegum making, like, taking a sponsor as sketchy as this, right? But it's fucking, Jake Paul, you'd think, like, he seems, like, a little more scrupulous with his fucking business model. Like, you'd think he'd be, like, he'd keep an eye out, like, he'd
they
get whatever
paid,
sponsors he takes.
They paid them a fuckload of money. That's the only reason they took this shit. I remember the CSGO gambling sponsors, they'd fucking offer people with, like, they'd offer people with, like 50K or 30K subscribers, like, $5,000 for a video.
Oh, yeah, no, like, Ricegum, like, was saying in his quote-unquote apology video that, like, he saw that Keemstar got offered 100K, and he's like, oh, that was way less than I got offered. So he's like, if I just do this easy video, I can get, like, a couple hundred K for, like, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, he probably got, like, 200K or 300K from it. So it's like, he got a lot of fucking money. So it's like, I get it, the money temptation is a factor, but, like, yeah, you're going to scam out a bunch of the people that made you who you are and get you to your insane position already. You know, it's like fucking Ricegum is in a house in the hills. Ricegum's in a house in the hills.
I'm pretty sure the house in the hills he lives in, like, he doesn't even pay the rent for. Like, I'm pretty sure he has investors who pay for the houses.
Yeah, that's paid for by the people who, like, yeah,
they're paid.
He has investors?
Like, so, yeah, FaZe House and Cloud House both have investors, and they pay for the houses that they live in, and I'm pretty sure they're contractually obligated to stay there until, like, 2020.
It's a business. It's the same thing with Jake. They're not selling, like, items. They're selling people.
Yeah, they're selling,
because
they're
you see
selling,
them,
like, personalities.
Yeah, they're selling personalities. That's what Team 10 is. It's an incubator to build influencers that you can sell off.
So then how much
of
the cut do they have to give them?
For Jake Paul's Team 10, I think he takes, like, a 15% cut, 20% cut of, like, whatever anybody in a Team 10 makes. Alyssa Violet still, like, has to give Jake Paul, like, a cut of her shit, I'm pretty sure.
Oof.
Because, like, she's still on contract for a while.
So how much does fucking Ricegum give him?
To the investors? I'm not sure. I don't know if Ricegum has to give them a cut or if he just has to make good on their investment. I'm not sure entirely how that works, but to a degree, like, that's how we work as well. It's fucking, just we don't fucking sell out our
well okay so what they are is like Cloud House is a company, right?
Yeah, they're easily
that's
companies
a company,
we're nowhere near that
right?
level,
but we don't like have people that are private stock investors in our businesses. That's the difference.
Yeah, we're like a solo.
Yes, we're like just, you know, some dude in his room that
I'm just some fat guy in my room talking into a microphone of the podcast.
I am the same, except I am incredibly skinny.
None of us are important enough to put ourselves as, like, go to, like, a private investor and be like,
give me money,
sir. Please give me $1 million.
Please,
to make
please
I don't think
they
want a private
$10 million
anyways. Because if someone's willing to invest in you, they know they're going to make a return, so why not just do it yourself?
I mean, some of them don't. They take risks with their investments, you know?
Yeah,
a lot of them are smart investors, though.
I mean, Ricegum's a risk just because of how stupid he is with what he
does. Yeah, but look at how successful he is.
I mean, Ricegum, I'm sure, like, around the time that Ricegum started getting investors, like, he was a relatively promising one. Like, he was probably a safe bet because, like, he had, like, a...
Yeah, because he had, like, these kids must be stopped and all that
he
shit.
He had these kids must be stopped, and he had a number cushion. He still has a number cushion.
Mm. Yeah, he still does. I mean, like, as much as he, like, is going negative right now, it's like, it's still not going to really affect his overall channel size. Like, he'll still be fine, 100%.
Yeah,
but
like,
it's like,
he's still
not
clearly
really growing
relevant.
Anymore.
He's not growing, but he's still clearly relevant. As, like,
the only reason he's relevant is because he fucking scammed children at the moment.
Yeah, no,
the
like,
only
the,
reason
most,
he's relevant.
The most I could, the most views I could hope to make off of a video clickbaiting Ricegum's name was, Ricegum is irrelevant.
Yeah. Oof. Like, he has not been relevant for the past, like, 6 or 7 months. It's only been recently.
Yeah, no boxing, no boxing, no fucking diss tracks. He wasn't in the last diss track season. Fucking nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't expect people to be talked about all the time, but it's like, when Jake Paul or, like, Ricegum or something don't get talked about, like, it really shows in their fucking numbers. Like, it fucking shows.
The only time that, like, Ricegum was really talked about, like, all during all the boxing season was fucking, like, when Rotoshaw called him a pussy.
Yeah, didn't he back out of that?
Yeah, like, apparently Rotoshaw challenged him, and then Ricegum said, okay, I'm down, and then, like, he backed out and publicly said that, like, Rotoshaw challenged him, and he's irrelevant on Drama Alert, and he challenged iDubbbz, which he knew iDubbbz wasn't gonna fucking take it. So, like, fucking...
Why'd he back out? He should've just done it. He would've been a lot more relevant now. He would've got his ass kicked, but still.
I know, it's like fucking, I don't know.
It's like wrestling. God.
Fucking Rotoshaw's video on Ricegum was actually genuinely really entertaining.
What the hell is the next trend going to be? Like, we had boxing, we had diss tracks. What the fuck is the next thing going to be?
Literally just, like, sword fighting. Fencing!
Then it's
going
to go, then it's gonna go from sword fighting to literally going to your house and shooting you.
It's a damn shame.
You know?
I wanted to challenge someone to a boxing match, and now that's not popular anymore.
I mean,
yeah,
I
mean, like, dude,
rematch,
shit lasts, like, a year max.
I mean, I think, like, the rematches might still happen. I hope
the
it does.
The rematch...
Dude, the
happen. Hype
is fucking dead, all right?
If
it's
dead,
KSI versus
it.
Deji now,
well,
dude!
I mean,
it's all about that!
If the rematch happens, it's probably going to stay boxing for a little bit longer.
I want to see KSI and Deji
but
fight right,
like,
now. I want to,
like,
see the sword fight.
Diss Tracks was 2017, but it still had, like, a resurgence last year, even if it was a smaller one.
I don't know, man.
I
want to
see KSI and
trend.
Deji fight. I want to see them make it up, okay? Because this is obviously 100% real drama.
I don't really want to see that.
I don't really
see
care
him
either.
Fight, sure, why not? It'll be a massacre. KSI will destroy his brother.
He created him, and now he will destroy him.
We'll put him out of his misery. Unless his channel does that on his own.
He made a video on his second channel, and KSI spent like a minute laughing about his second channel possibly passing his brother. It was pretty entertaining.
Fucking Christ.
He's like, what if my second channel passed Deji? Just sitting there fucking laughing. It was great.
Fucking Christ. Like, if you look, it is... Oh, my God. That Social Blade is horrendous. Oh, my God. Like, I knew it was bad. Like, it was negative. Like, a couple thousand subs a day. But fucking today, he, like,
dude,
dropped...
I don't even fucking know. I don't even know. Oh, wow,
look at the
that's
drop
bad.
Today. Look at the 26K. Fucking drop today.
Wow.
Oof. Holy shit.
Oof. I don't
minus
even know what the fucking drama
the
is.
Fuck?
I don't even know what the drama is. I just
something
heard...
Something about an abortion baby.
Deji made it. KSI's bank statements public, and also that said that his brother got an abortion. Like,
wait, Deji actually made his bank statements public?
Yeah, he made KSI's bank statements public.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Like, he did it as a diss to fucking Randolph. And then fucking, like, he got all salty because he's like, JJ is giving fucking Randolph information so we can use in his diss tracks and shit. And he's like, he's always choosing his friends or whatnot, and, like, he just kept, like, throwing a hissy fit over, like, KSI staying neutral.
Bro, this shit's
wow.
trashy. I could give two fucks.
Wow, that's fucked. No, the fucking, the bank statement shit's fucked.
Yeah, no, like, fucking...
No, the abortion baby thing is just totally okay.
In Randolph's videos, he said that fucking, like, Deji was talking with fucking girls back in the day. Like, that he probably shouldn't have been.
Oh.
There, wow, so, like, there's even more shit there. Like, it's fucking, ugh.
Bro, well, if you got fucking skeletons in the closet, don't go throwing punches. Like,
it's such a fucking mess, dude.
No, like, the fucking, it's like, see, like, the thing with the bank statements, it's like, that's, like, super fucking private. Especially when you're at this size, and it's like, I'm sure, like... The abortion thing could have spread with word of mouth, but, like, I feel like a bank statement's, like, a lot more important in this industry. And I'm like, of course, the fucking abortion thing's also really fucked up, but it's like... And then the Deji thing with talking to girls, dude, maybe this is real. Maybe this is real.
I don't know, man.
Part of
the
reason,
don't
the reason,
care
that,
enough,
the reason
but,
I think, like, I don't think it's, like, particularly, not, I don't know the word for it, but I think it is real. Like, I'm leaning towards it being real because KSI, like, at least on the video end, he's been staying really fucking out of it. Like, he made one video on it from what I've seen, and it's got deleted, like, a day after it was made. Like, he's been doing his absolute best to, like, keep off of it. He's been making tweets and not much else. So, like, KSI's not really getting from this, and Deji's just taking a fat shit
yeah,
on
but does it. But does KSI really need to make a video on this to win, you know? Like, that's
but,
no.
No, but, like, what's the potential benefit, like, monetary-wise?
He get a bunch of views.
That's typically why these things
anyway.
Are fake, though. Like, but what videos
yeah,
are people going to be viewing?
That's actually a good point, because he's only made a video. Like, he's made, like, did he make one on his main or just his second channel?
He made a video
on
his,
one of the second channel.
He made a video on his main. Let me check his second channel real fast, because I might have missed something. But, like, he made to Deji's initial fucking video on KSI, he made a response video where, like, he apologized and shit, and he's like, I want to talk this in private, and then, like, he defended himself at a couple bits. And on his second channel, he made a video. Yeah, he only made a video on his second channel since then, reacting to some of the stuff involving Deji, but other than that, he's not made any videos.
Yeah, Deji's uploaded a lot of videos.
Deji's just going fucking ham on this.
He uploaded one 12 hours ago, too. And I don't know if it has ads or not. It's not 10 minutes. Comments are disabled. Likes and dislikes are disabled. Wow, I'm in shock.
Oof.
So surprised.
Oh, then 3 hours after that, he uploaded the Deadly Lemon Challenge.
Oh, yes. My favorite.
That's what I wanted to see.
Back to old school Deji with the pink words in the thumbnail.
We are moving on. The truth about my... Dude, all of the serious ones are just lowercase.
But, like, he's the only one posting about it on the main. It's, like, it's so fucking sad. It's just so sad.
Yeah, no, this doesn't... Like, this. The more that I'm looking into this, this looks more real than I originally thought it was. And it's also, like... KSI really hasn't talked about it, and he has the most gain from it. So, that doesn't look good on Deji's end.
Bit sad.
I don't know, that... I mean, like, leaking... Dude, like, leaking your brother's personal shit's fucked up. Like, he told you that shit because he trusted you. And he gave you access because he trusted you.
Can you fucking believe that, like, this started because Randolph, like, KSI's friend, like, in... I think he lives with him, I'm not sure. But as a joke, he said that Jedji's channel was dead. That's how all this shit started.
Really?
Like, and then that's how the diss track started between Deji and Randolph. And as a diss towards fucking Randolph, Deji said, JJ paid for your wedding. And then he showed fucking bank statements of, like, as a wedding gift, JJ giving Randolph some money.
This is fucking stupid.
I agree. Like, none of this shit should be on the internet. Like, we should literally not be... This shouldn't be an option for us to talk about. Like,
I hope KSI and Deji listen to this and just hear me say, this is fucking stupid.
And everything was fixed thanks to Wild Spartans.
Everything was fixed because of Wild Spartans. That's right, everybody.
You know,
this is fucking stupid.
I am mostly pissed at Deji because he stole my look at the fight. I'm still not over that, dude.
Lord,
like,
sorry.
Do you see this shit, bro? This is fucking... This is, like, not happy.
Wow, he's appropriating hoodie culture.
He looks like... who's that guy from the Netflix Death Note? He's supposed to be
Light?
The L.
Wasn't that like L?
Wait, not Light. L, the black one. The L,
yeah,
who's black.
The L who's black.
That's fucked.
Oh,
that's
my
fucked.
Gosh.
Why did you
I mean, that's what he is.
That's like. Fucked. Why would you laugh? That's fucked.
Okay. Yeah, you take it back now. on a something related up. Note, because we were talking about the richness of Jake Paul and Rice Gum, right?
Yeah.
It was like 2 months ago, right? There was this, like, millionaire who came out, and he's just like, oh, if you played video games... I'm doing an accent impersonation, obviously.
Is he
if
Russian?
You play video games, he's not Russian, but this
what
is only
accent.
What
the fuck
accent.
Is he?
Just keep going.
He's, like, Middle Eastern, but he was basically saying...
Why do you sound Russian?
Okay, suck my dick. Anyway, he was basically like, if you play video games or watch anime, you're a loser, and you'll never be a millionaire. And that was, like, his whole statement. And then everybody was like, you're a fucking idiot. And then this guy was busy, like, getting salty, and he made, like, a video response, and then other people made video responses. I only found out about this because the Act Man did, like, a video responding to this guy.
What the fuck and, like, is this?
And then it came out that he watches his hentai.
No. So the millionaire's name is Damien Procellandis.
What a fucking name. Holy shit.
What a douchey name, right?
That's
what
a
name. Like, damn. Like,
no. So I went looking around to find out what people actually thought, and a majority of people come to the conclusion that Damien doesn't actually own $1 million and that he's not a millionaire.
Millionaire since 20? Dude, my ass.
Yeah, apparently he's just
what does he
flexing.
Fucking do for money?
He's got a Forbes article. I don't know.
Yeah, he's got a Forbes article, but other people who are rich are talking about it online, right? And they're saying, look, people who are millionaires and multimillionaires don't do this. Like, this just does not happen.
No, people
right?
that are fucking millionaires don't put interviewed by Forbes in their bio thinking it's important.
Yes, no, because what they basically argued was is that, like, he is doing all of this flexing and showing off and saying all this shit to appear as if he's a millionaire, right? Saying he would be
a millionaire
would mean he'd have $1 million in physical cash. He has $1 million.
Yeah, and according
to
his
right
bio,
now.
He made it all in a fucking year. So
yeah,
and he also
so
practices 7 martial arts.
If
and
one
he
of
runs
it
a
is
global
in
enterprise.
Like, most of his money is probably in his property and his business, so he doesn't actually have that money. So he's not actually a millionaire. He could be broke, and he just has a lot of expensive things.
Yeah, but how does he make his money?
That's the thing I couldn't, like, really come to the conclusion on. I wouldn't find that.
I think it was... apparently, he did it through Fiverr, I think.
No, it's his Amazon consulting firm with 10,000 plus clients.
I'm looking at this one article. Like, apparently, like, going under the guise of Damien Prose, he started posting results from a Fiverr business he set up, eventually claiming that he made 40K plus in a single month from the for the platform. This was followed by a post on the Fastlane
forum. Here's his LinkedIn profile. You know it's his because he brags about the Forbes magazine again. But it says he's, like, the CEO of the world's number one Amazon consulting firm. Maybe he just sells, like, those fake fucking, like, AirPods and, like, Apple adapters that don't work, and they change the reviews and shit. Because, like, that's stuff. Have you ever had that happen to you before? I'm sure Diesel hasn't.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Wait, yeah, where they list something, and then it's like, you go to the reviews, and like, they're talking about something completely fucking different to what's listed.
Yeah, basically what Soulja Boy does on his website, but, like, you know,
actually didn't you have to take those fucking down?
Yeah, yes, he did, because he got a lawsuit by Nintendo, or got threatened by Nintendo.
They came with a cease and desist. Right?
Yeah, and then he's all like, I'm not scared of Nintendo!
Nintendo ain't gonna do shit, they ain't gonna do shit!
This is a great fucking LinkedIn profile. You with the Ferrari. I'm sure a lot of people would love to connect with you.
I'm sure many businessmen are interested in your
fucking Yeezys. Yo, it's better than fucking Ty Yeezys. Lopez.
No, those aren't Yeezys, I lied.
I assume Ty Lopez actually lives in a box, so...
Ty Lopez has Mentor in his fucking...
I think Ty Lopez is legitimately rich, but he gets it because of the fucking,
also think he's wealthy, but I think he does it because of, like, you know, the people that are like, oh, wait, Ty Lopez has a Lamborghini? I want a Lamborghini!
Part of it's definitely real estate, like, easily, like... He's probably got an eye for that, but other than that, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know next to anything about Ty Lopez.
The thing is like, they just come off as, like, snake oil salesmen because they get on fucking YouTube and they're like, if you pay for my $600 course, in 6 months, you will be making $100,000 or whatever.
Yeah,
and it's just total BS.
From like, what I've read and listened to about that kind of shit, like, that's, like, their business model. They lie. And then, like, they tell you
they're just cheating people who are gullible out of their money.
Yeah, basically.
Like, it's like that one motherfucker on Dr. Phil who was selling Jilly Juice and said, it'll make you not gay, you fucking idiot.
Jilly Juice! Yeah, it'll make cures the gay, it cures cancer, it cures heart disease, it enables you to never die.
And it
tastes awful.
That clip of her, like, if you're gay and you don't know what you're doing, why don't you just try it and see what it does? And I'm like, that's a fucking terrible idea. You don't know what something does, you don't drink it to find out.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this and you're like, I want to try Jilly Juice, fucking don't. It's toxins. It's
just salt. It's like 100 pounds of metric salt compressed into like liquid.
It's like drinking seawater, but worse. Worse than fucking seawater, guys. Take that in. Worse than seawater. Dude, I don't like this guy. All he does is fucking post pictures of books he's reading and Instagram DMs and his money.
Dang, he reads books. He's smart. I want
to
fuck him.
No, I went to, like, click on his site and you'll see how much it costs. It costs $700. One payment of $697 to join his program. Are you kidding me?
No, this dude fucking flexes too much.
You want to know how to make $1 million, guys? Don't spend it. Just don't spend it. Just save your money. Like, hello.
You want to know how to make $1 million? Save $1 million.
Save $1 million.
He literally, his video literally is the ugly truth about video games, why gamers are losers, when in reality, like, fucking PewDiePie built his empire off of gaming content.
He points out, like, Damien Prosolandis points out those people and acknowledges those, but he's like, the majority of people are not that. And it's like, well, like, what, like, if people are working, if they're grinding every day and they come home and they play video games, like, what the hell is the problem?
Yeah, no,
like,
if that most is your people activity, have most people have normal, like, middle-class jobs. And, like, you could literally make the argument, like, oh, if you just watch TV all day, you're not going to be successful. Oh, if you just cook all day, you're not going to be successful. You just make arguments for anything like that for someone's pastime and their hobby. And it's stupid. It's a dumb way to boil down the argument, but, like, yeah. I don't know. He has 1K subs on YouTube.
Yeah, he's just mad that he ain't got clout like PewDiePie. He only got 2K subs.
I like how you immediately knock him down a peg by being like, yeah, he only has 2K subs. He's not
important. This dude's fucking flexing everything, and is like, I got interviewed by Forbes. Well, it's like, I get more fucking views on every single video ever, okay?
Like, no, they,
for me, Damien, I don't really
seems
care,
like a total hack.
I don't like him.
I don't, like, really care that he doesn't have that many subs. I care that he seems like a fucking prick.
No.
I mean, yeah,
the fact
too.
That he has less subs is just something for me to call him an asshole for. It doesn't even make sense. I just don't like him because I think he's an asshole. So,
his program that you can join. I'm going to click on it. Oh my god, I have to sign up for a fucking email. Okay, you know what? Fine, let's do it. We're gonna see what Damian Procelland is willing to teach me.
Right here on Loudmouth.
I bet his fucking house is on Airbnb. I bet you could rent it.
God, he pulls a.
Can you search for houses on Airbnb by the name of the person selling it?
Oh my god. None of you can see this at home, but like the website that I'm looking at is one of those sites where they just run you through a bunch of like web pages.
Is this his website?
Yeah, I know.
Dude, he is not a fucking millionaire.
Oh, Darren
Parker,
I fucking read about this shit.
Damien is poor.
I clicked on this, and guess what? The site just crashes.
His site doesn't even work. He is poor, everybody, all right? Damien is poor. I don't know that for sure, but I'm going to assume he's poor, all right? He's poor.
Right, so I can't access it now, but I'm going to go to my Gmail, right? And I'm almost certain that it'll be like a request to ask for a bunch of money from me before I can get anything, right? So before you sign up for the material, you must verify. Okay, I'll
wait.
Verify
somebody,
my email.
Somebody left.
You
a
gave
comment
it a dummy
saying.
Email, right?
Yeah, I gave it a dummy email.
Somebody,
none of it works. What a surprise!
Somebody left a comment saying, "Calls a group of people losers for playing video games." Yet no one has ever heard of you being a millionaire.
Exactly.
That's fucked up. Why'd you laugh?
What do you mean?
I'm talking to myself. Leave me alone.
Oh, okay. No, this dude's a fucking asshole. He is like one of those like gold iPhone cases. And he's all like, oh, man, I'm so rich, I have a gold iPhone case.
Oh, my God.
If you have to flex your money all the time, you're broke. Because you flex your money all the fucking time.
Exactly.
Like all the people that I, like know of that have a decent chunk of change, they don't buy that expensive. Like, they'll buy nice things, but they won't go completely overboard and buy, like, Lamborghinis and fucking Ferraris and shit. They'll mostly live like normal people, and they'll just have money in their accounts.
Like sometimes they'll treat themselves, but like that's really,
yeah. Sometimes they'll buy expensive shit or do something that's like expensive, but like they don't do it all the fucking time. And it's like if you're constantly flexing your money, it's like it makes you look like a douchebag, and it also makes you look poor.
looks like a total fucking tool.
Yeah, it really. Whenever I see someone on Instagram flexing like their cars or like their watch or something, I'm just always like, they spent all their money on that just to flex it.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
they don't
me,
have that much money.
Like, I know it said it makes you look like a tool, but like it doesn't bother me that much. And I'm like, do what you want, man. You're not technically hurting anybody, but it's like I just can't imagine myself ever.
They're
doing
not hurting
like
anybody,
that.
But like I look at
they're
them, I'm like,
their
you're
wallets.
A douchebag. Yeah, they're hurting their wallets and like overall their future. But like, I look at them and I'm like. You look like a douchebag, and I kind of just keep scrolling. Yeah. I don't really like.
I guess to some degree I get it, but like at the same time, I just
the only reason. The only reason that like I'm making fun of Damien so much because like he's like, oh yeah, gamers are losers, and then like he has like 1K subs, and then like
he's the kind of guy that makes
no clout,
like,
no clout, no clout. He ain't got no views, no subs.
Irrelevant, irrelevant, irrelevant.
No. The thing is Damien makes like fucking pouty faces in his Instagram posts, but Damien's the type of guy to like. Aggressively ask for consent from a girl. Like, that's what he comes off as.
Are you okay if I have sex with...
It's like, you better be okay. You know I got a Ferrari in my garage.
I got a Lamborghini.
Oh my god, wait, does he make music?
Probably. What a surprise if
he
does.
Hold up. Oh my god, I swear to god, if this is a music video. Wow.
It's
not... I don't know if it's a music video. Oh, I know. It says featuring. I don't know, maybe. I can't tell.
Is this like one of those Create Tyler things where it's like not his music, it's just him going places flexing?
Wait, yeah, no, I think it is. But hold up, his fucking his YouTube channel says copy my 30,000 a month.
Yeah, that's
system.
That's the thing that I just tried signing up for.
Okay, so here's a lesson, real quick. If someone ever says copy my X amount of money system and become rich. They're scamming you. of course, like, you know, it might be real. Like, he might actually give you some steps to help you, but in the long run, you're probably not going to make nearly as much money if it does even work. So.
Yeah, it's probably not going to end up what you think it is. Like, if Ty Lopez's strategy really worked, one, everybody be doing it. Like, come on. Like, this would not be
no,
a
seriously,
secret
anymore. Think about it this way. It's like, not everyone can be, like, super fucking wealthy. Like, not everyone can be insanely rich. And it's like, why would they give you their secret? You'd be competition.
They,
you know?
I mean, in a sense, you could say that it's, like, in a way, like, they only give you certain tidbits of information so that, like, they give you a step up, but they can control the competition that way.
Sounds like a Ponzi scheme. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
like,
we'll give you all these
products
to sell. I see the same thing with the, what is it, fitness YouTubers? This, or, well, not even fitness YouTubers. They're like fitness Instagram personalities, because, like, there are fitness YouTubers that don't do this. There are some that do. But, like, they'll put out ads on YouTube being like, oh, the one sick trick to lose fat and boost your testosterone and do all this and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, and now you got to pay $200 for my workout plan that's totally different from all the other ones.
I just
and it's like they have no credentials at all for that.
I just clicked on the ugly truth about video games, why gamers are losers, and, like, this dude is, like, in a bathrobe, and he's holding, like, a fucking...
Lucille from Walking Dead, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like,
are you sure gamers are losers?
No, no, no. He says, like, yeah, I know, I watched The Walking Dead, but that's because, you know, I've accomplished my goals.
I've accomplished my goals, sir, now I'm a gamer!
So it's like, once everybody is a millionaire, once you're a millionaire, then you can watch TV.
Yeah,
like,
once
wow,
you're
a
millionaire,
really
you can entertain yourself, all right? Once you're a millionaire, you can see. Once you're a millionaire, you can see Avengers Endgame. Okay, that's the only time you can watch it. Only
Brandon
time.
Brandon really wanted this podcast episode to just be all about Endgame.
Dude, I love Marvel. I'm such a fanboy, but still, no, I want to talk about this guy more because, like, he annoys me because he has to constantly say that he was on Forbes. I just want to say that Forbes is pretty irrelevant now. Wait, hold up.
Damian Prosolandis is Greek, not Middle Eastern. Allow me to correct myself.
Okay, there you go. You should have probably did that like a while ago, but
I just found out. Oh my god, he met with Ty Lopez.
Dude,
oh my
god. Impressed. That's I am crazy. Impressed that Forbes' global rank is still 280. That's impressive. For how far
that's impressive.
Media's
yeah,
gone.
Top 300.
I mean, like Amazon.com most... literally is like 3 or 4 or something.
Wait,
so.
280th most visited site kind of meme?
Globally, yeah.
Okay, and YouTube's number 2, right?
YouTube is 2, Google is 1.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Amazon is 10. Wait, let me double check YouTube real quick. I'm pretty sure it's 2. Yeah, YouTube's 2. And then Google is 1. What about Yahoo?
Why are so many people Google?
So
oh my god. Wow, wait, what the fuck? People still use Yahoo? Yahoo's number 8? What?
Yeah, dude, Yahoo's still fucking killing it, brother.
I know my fucking parents use Yahoo, but like, I didn't know people actually use Yahoo.
Even better, Damian Prosolandis only has like 50k followers on fucking Instagram. Like, bro, I could fucking pass you, no problem. Get out of here with your no social media having clout.
You may have money, but you don't have people staring at you all the time.
You unimportant motherfucker.
No, like, he can't come on our turf and be like, you guys are losers, when he has, like, 1k fucking subs, alright?
He has small pee-pee
syndrome. I love how you just call it
our
turf. He can't come on YouTube, this is our turf.
No, he's on gamer turf, not YouTube, he's on gamer turf, alright? How the fuck is he not verified on Twitter if he's been interviewed by Forbes and all these fucking places?
Bingo. Hello.
Like, is he even fucking... Like, what? Is he a real person then?
Maybe he paid for that whole Forbes article.
That wouldn't surprise me at all. I'm sure it wouldn't be hard. No, actually, it is. I was watching videos on, like, fucking visas because I was doing research on them. And, like, to the U.S. And, like, there was one thing that this person talked about. Because, like, if you want to get a visa to the U.S., you have to get, like, certain visas require publications speaking about you. And there was a... Fuck, what was it? Someone had the option to pay this organization $10,000 to give them a media presence on mainstream media websites and write articles about them, like a PR bundle. Like, they gave them that option, so we could have just fucking bought something like that. Like, it's expensive, but like, if you want to flaunt that you were on Forbes every fucking place you exist, you can just do that, I guess, if they allow that or if they do that. I don't know if they do or not, to be sure, because like, they didn't say specifics, but it could be a possibility. Because like, he's not verified.
I mean, like, but like, we know that how the article came about, I don't know if it matters too much in the verification process, because the article clearly exists, so I don't know if that's really a factor in it. There's probably something else, like a confounding thing.
No, if this dude's a real millionaire, why the fuck is he not verified? There's people with like 2,000 followers that just write on BuzzFeed are fucking verified. How is this dude not verified if he's so goddamn important?
Exactly.
I mean, what reason can you think of him for not?
for not being verified?
Like, I don't know, because, like, I know that, so, like, YouTubers have a hard time getting verified because of one big reason. They're not often in articles, which is something that they used to require when you went to apply for verification. They want you to list three sources of your existence to prove that you're real, and that's hard to do if you're not, you know, stirring a fucking controversy like, you know, gambling sponsorship. That's hard to do. So, like, that's why, for the most part, YouTubers aren't verified, unless they have a Twitter contact, which is not super common, because I don't know why, but fucking Twitter. But, like, if he's so important, and, like, he's a millionaire, and he has all these contacts to people on, like, Forbes and shit, why the fuck is he not verified?
I'm gonna tweet him.
Okay, guys, I'm working on getting verified. I currently have two sources. I don't know if they count, but I'm counting them anyways. So
I have a tweet and a tweet.
Nah, I got one. I got Lad Bible. I got Lad Bible here quoting my tweet in one of their articles on KSI.
Oh shit, I've had that happen before.
And I have the Twitter moment that, like, my moth meme got in. That's two articles. We need one more, boys.
Who's the guy who interviewed him? Hold up. I'm going to look at the guy who interviewed him.
Don't do that.
Let's see.
Someone stall.
Can you, like, can
I'm
Lad
trying to tell him he has a small pee-pee.
The guy that interviewed him posted two... Wait, what?
Can
what?
Someone make a very positive article about me on Forbes.com?
Hold up. This writer has been active for 2 fucking years.
How long was he active before that article?
Pretty active, because most of these say 2 years ago. Well, wait, hold up, let me see.
Okay, he could have easily moved publications then, like...
Dude, all his fucking
okay,
articles
then,
have,
so
like...
he should have a fucking...
Hold
Twitter
up,
account.
Wait,
no,
I
like,
where,
Brandon,
hold
are
up,
you looking at
up.
It? If he's looking at them on Forbes, just, I don't
are
think...
Are we about to discover that Damien is lying?
No, I'm trying to... Oh, it has 40,000 views. That's, like, nothing, but still, I wanted to, like, I was really hoping I had, like, 3,000 or something, because, like, a lot of this dude's articles had, like, 3,000, so... June 15th, 2017.
Like, the writer should still be around, if that's the case.
How old is Damien?
I mean, wait.
Damien's
Brandon,
20.
What page are you looking
like
at?
20
like
20-something.
It says he's 21. I'm just on here. This is
okay,
where
Brian
I just looked up his name, and I typed in Forbes, and it came up.
Are we just trying to get him, like, yeeted of all forms of, like,
2 years of
relevance?
Shit.
I don't know if I want to get yeeted. I just want him to stop, like, I want to know if he's, like, legit or not. Like, I want to know if this dude's actually a fucking millionaire.
His most recent article was, give me a second, I'm busy being article was 10 ways to stand up for yourself and Brian.
I know.
Wow.
And then, looking up his actual name, I'm trying to see if, like, he's posted on any other sites. Just on, his shit on Forbes, I found his fucking web, like, his own website. Brian Rashid Global services well-known brands such as Intel, Credit Karma, Remax, KPMG, the European Union, and it looks he was only a contributor on Forbes, so I don't know if that's like his main gig.
I mean, I don't know. I want to know. This is.
I don't know. A lot of writers are on payroll for companies anyway.
I mean, this is his website, so I feel like writing's not his main thing.
It's advertising.
I don't know. I want to...
Surprise, that interview was an ad.
If it's advertising, then, like, him working with Damien, whatever, kind of...
Makes perfect sense.
I don't want to... I don't know. I just want to figure out if he's, like, a millionaire or not, because, like, something really... I just really doubt it, because, like, he came out of fucking nowhere. He has, like, no presence on social media. He's not even verified.
Yeah, but, like, how many... Like, I understand, like, people know who Jeff Bezos is, but how many people know who Gary Vaynerchuk is or whatever?
Most people don't know who they are, but if you do enough... Like, if you do research, you can find, like
yeah,
you can
the thing
find
is, you
proof.
Can't find
I don't even
anything.
Know this dude's company. Like, all it says
okay.
on his LinkedIn profile...
I'm
going to
tweet at Damien, why aren't you verified? Is it your small pee-pee?
That's fucked up, dude.
Okay.
We're gonna get
he has a small penis, Diesel. You make him feel insecure.
Dude, if he actually is a millionaire though, we're gonna get a fucking lawsuit put against us for the podcast.
Are you fucking kidding me? If we just genuinely have these feelings,
I know,
like
it's
our,
I don't
opinion,
know. If he,
man.
I mean, it's just like our opinion, man, but if you actually like choose someone for over a podcast, dude, that kinda
yeah.
says,
oh my god.
That tells you all you need, doesn't it?
What the fuck is his like what
if he
is
does,
his company? Allegedly. What is his goddamn company? Like what is it?
I mean, I'm looking.
I don't know. His webpage is down. I'd love to know, but it doesn't work.
I have a business lookup. Oh, let's see.
Look up for shit under this name. Damien Prose.
I see. The problem is like
the site is gonna give me AIDS.
Wow, this
it's fucking terribly written, but it's the only other resource I've found so far.
Yeah, that's the one talking shit about him.
Yeah.
okay, Fiverr, so whatever. I just went to go open
up Damien's.
Apparently,
set up a Fiverr business when he was in college.
Okay, guys, I just went to go open up Damien's webpage, and it wanted me to download a Chrome extension, so I tried closing out of it, and then when you go to like a spam page and it starts talking to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, he probably either has some sketchy ass ads or maybe some sketchy
software. Try SPX Mac, SPX MAC.
This just sounds like he's selling fake Apple products.
No, I'm pretty sure SPX Mac was like the fucking name of his fiber company.
Okay, so I think it was. I think you're right about that. So okay, his Facebook page. Oh my fucking god. Oh, well, so his Fiverr company is also, like, one of those things where it's, like, get free access to our popular Amazon University. So if this
Amazon
guy is a millionaire,
consultant.
If this guy is a millionaire, he's a very interesting one.
Okay, well, he literally made it off of the backs of other people's, hard-earned cash like this.
Yeah,
like,
he literally, he taught classes on how to be a millionaire, basically, and you had to pay 500 fucking dollars. Wait, no. He says the value's 500, but it costs exactly zero, which is a load of shit. He probably just, I don't know if that for sure, but probably what happened was is you'd go in and you'd get, like, a free consultation that it's like, hey, give us $500 and we'll teach you all this shit. Like, it's like Jake Paul's thing. Remember that one?
Yeah, the fucking EdFluence thing.
Yeah. So it's probably like that. This is a... The graphics look like they're from Fiverr. So, yeah. Case closed. This guy's most likely not a millionaire. And if he is, he's a douchebag. That is my formal opinion. Is that a thing? Is a formal opinion a thing?
I'm looking at his personal branding thing on like the eZine thing that I was posting earlier. Featured on personal branding section, featured on Forbes, INC, Entrepreneur Magazine, HuffPost, would be something to be proud of for everyone, but only if you'd earned it. The problem with ProSolandis, like many things we posted, is that the interviews posted on those sites seem highly questionable. Indeed, there was even an allusion by Popular Marketing Magazine to Brian Rashid, the guy we were talking about earlier who wrote that article, an author on Forbes who's known for posting some quite interesting content that you have to question the origin of. So maybe...
Oh! So my theory was somewhat correct.
There might just be something there, yeah.
Wow. It's almost like a guy who says he's a millionaire that comes out of nowhere that's not verified on Twitter and has no past history at all, pretty much, is most likely fake. I am in deep shock. Damien has small pee-pee. Big small
pee-pee. By the way, just so everybody is curious, if they were curious, his Twitter is at Damien Prosa. If you'd like to ask him why he's not verified,
this is where you can contact
the Loudmouth podcast. Would love to know. So just you know.
We only have genuine questions.
I want to know why my podcast has more subs than his entire channel.
I'd actually like to get him on the podcast. So.
Oh, that would be interesting.
That would be interesting.
I retract all statements about him being a douchebag. He's a very nice individual.
By the way, all statements that have been discussed.
Yeah,
all
if he comes on the podcast, if he agrees, he's a very nice man and we love him. But if he doesn't, he's a douchebag.
His dick's humongous.
All statements that have been discussed on the Loudmouth podcast are just the opinions of the members of the podcast and it should not be taken as fact.
Yes.
There you go.
Yep, what Dicel said.
Yeah.
We also do not condone activities that involve harassment.
Yeah, don't go out of your way to fucking harass him.
We do not
him, like,
condone harassment. We don't condone attacking him for no fucking reason at all. Just don't be a fucking idiot.
Jamie, yeah, have the lawyers left the room? Have the lawyers left
the room?
We good? We good? Okay, anyway.
What's the guy in Joe Rogan's name?
Jamie.
We good, James?
It's
we good? Do we cover our asses legally? We good? Can we get sued?
Fuck.
Free monitoring by me.
I hope someday we can get a studio and actually have an intern. That's going to be the fucking best.
I hope one day we get interviewed by Forbes.
Yeah, clearly.
Wow. I have, like, legitimate dream for podcast brands. Like, I want Forbes interview.
That is my dream, being interviewed by Forbes.
It's like, see, the only time Forbes would want to interview us is if we say, like, something like the N-word on a bridge in PUBG. You know, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It's going to be in Fortnite.
Fortnite, yeah. On a bridge next to salty.
We're
going to
make our own bridge, so it's even better.
There you go.
We'll every time you bridge. See a bridge, you can't help yourself.
Yeah. You just get compelled. It's a crazy time.
No!
Oh, yeah, by the way. Wait, did we talk about how he met with Ty Lopez?
Yeah, you mentioned it.
Yeah. There's also some food for thought, because we all know what Ty Lopez is like. So.
Back in my garage, got this Lamborghini. Who
back in my garage, got this fake millionaire that I will not be disclosing the name of.
There's a bookshelf in the garage.
Yo, can we talk about MatPat's oopsie?
Oh, yeah. Let's go talk about MatPat's oopsie.
We spent like 40 minutes talking about this dude.
I know. This is the Damien Procellandis podcast. God. Who wants to bring up MatPat's oopsie?
I know the least about it.
You do it, because I found out about it through your retweet.
Okay. Yeah, so basically, here's what happened. So basically, I'm Monkey. So MatPat did like a stream of Undertale 2 recently. By that, I mean fucking...
Deltarune.
Yeah, and in it, they switched to another game by a studio called Pirate Software, which is a game they do a game called Heartbound, which is similar to Undertale, right?
Play on words of Earthbound.
Yes.
Earthbound
and
Inspired
they didn't,
Time.
They didn't say that it was Undertale 2 or Deltarune. They didn't say it was any of these things. They ignored it. They left all of, like, the they gave Toby Fox credits in the description, but they deliberately left out this studio, the game they were actually playing, and only linked to Deltarune. Completely snubbing this game, right? So people would watch it and only think, "Oh, this is Undertale 2." So they were like, "Hey, can you add us to the description, please?" And then instead of MatPat saying, "Oh, my bad, I just forgot," or something, you know, that would have been easy, he was like, "This wasn't my fault. This is my employee's fault. We don't really do that over here at Game Theory." It's just like,
so okay. So I can say with confidence with a question mark. That the root of the outrage is from his response, not what he did.
No, it's from the response. I mean, okay. If he had just said it was a mistake, I don't think anybody would be offended. Like, it was an oopsie, but, like, then he's finally giving credit to the people who made the game. Yeah.
He just says, "I fucked up, I'll fix it."
Yeah, I saw everyone getting angry, and I was like, is it just because he didn't link it? Because I'm like, that's not that big of a deal. I saw the response, and I'm like, oh, now I see more why people are angry.
At the time, I understood his argument, like, oh, we retitled it after that because, like, we were trying to tap into, like, a different market. But it's like, you didn't even, you said you were trying to draw attention to the game, but then you didn't show people where to actually find the game.
Wait, he said that in the stream,
In his reply, he said that, branded the fucking video after Undertale and Deltarune because it had a built-in audience, and he was trying to expose them to another game that they might enjoy.
That is a stupid ass argument if you have no link to the game or title of it.
Yeah, that's no, exactly. Really, like, if you're not actually going to provide them with the resource to access the thing you say you're trying to promote, then like everything just goes out the fucking window, especially when you don't accept that it's just, even if you say it's not just it, like if you go about like, oh, it was entirely intentional and shit, and you're not just like, oh, it was a mistake, then you're just a fucking idiot.
Hmm.
Yeah, it would have been better to say it was a mistake than add a fucking link.
Here's some inside baseball, right? So it's pretty clear that sales of games that are played by Let's Players skyrocket, right? It is substantially better if you get a Let's Player to play your game, which is why we have all those games that are pandering to Let's Players, you know, like the Goat Simulators and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even need, like, a Let's Player. Like, Niall made a video on Lost in Vivo, and, like, that, like, the game's, like, been doing better since.
Yeah, YouTubers and Let's Players and all that are extremely influential and important to game marketing, right? So, like, even when I did, like, the game marketing stuff, I didn't look towards advertising traditionally because a lot of it was more expensive and less successful than a YouTuber because you get that built-in trust.
Yeah, you have the built-in trust, the personality with it, and then for the most part, YouTubers will avoid sponsors they don't actually endorse. So yeah. It's like, it's a trust, like, some, of course, like, some people, like Jake and Rice Gum will be like, buy anything I shove in your face, but for the most part,
Brandon's on a first name basis with Jake Paul.
I am. He's my brother.
okay.
He's the one that got thrown down the stairs. what was I saying? Shit. Most YouTubers are pretty, like, they respect their audiences, and, like, the audience respects them. There's, like, a mutual understanding that, like, I won't fuck you over, and that you can still watch the content and not worry about that kind of shit. Most YouTubers are like that. I don't know anybody personally that's like, I want to fuck over my audience and sell them shit.
So. Me, I hate them.
Okay, literally. Now I know one. but, yeah. Okay, D will continue.
No, so, it's like, there is a reason you would want that kind of endorsement by MatPat. So if MatPat's giving you the endorsement, why does he just give you the fucking endorsement? Why is he like, oh, well, you know, this is like Undertale, though. Like, are you kidding me?
It's
like,
Undertale. It's Undertale.
Like,
no,
if you want
making the argument,
it? Just link it. It's so easy.
Making the argument that you're like trying to get more exposure to the game and not telling people what it is like really fucking stupid.
So. It would have been so easy to do that, you know, and then to blame it on your employees is like totally just not okay anyway. Like
he will give credit where credit is due because he act like there's an actual fuck up in hand.
Yeah,
and he wants to offload the fucking blame.
But it just would have been so much easier if he was like, oh, it was a mistake. But he had to make it a big oopsie, and then Toby Fox clapped back and spilled the tea, sister. Like, oh my god,
my wig flew.
Yeah,
my wig flew off.
I saw that and I was like, wait, why are people angry? And then I looked into it. I'm like, oh
that's
that makes sense. Yeah. No, because like, I originally heard about it, I'm like, oh, people are angry because they didn't link a game? Like, doesn't that seem, like, a bit stupid? And then like, I looked into it, and I'm like, okay, so he advertised it as not as that game. Okay. He then made this tweet in reply, and then I'm like, oh, I see why now. So. Yep. Dad. Anything else you want to talk about?
Matt Pabbitt did an oopsie. Damian Prosolandis did an oopsie.
I mean,
I'm
down.
I just saw you click ninja.
Oopsie.
I just saw you click ninja clap in Just Cheeks.
Damn it!
I just saw you click that fucking subreddit.
Let's
it's just memes.
I mean, like,
obviously,
some of them are funny. I'll be honest.
I mean, yeah, no, it's funny that like I can say as a joke, make this a subreddit, and then people will make it a subreddit and actually.
And they've been posting. That's
yeah,
the thing.
Look at that
actual
one.
Photo of Ninja Clap and Justice T.
Okay, that's kind of fucked up. That's fucked up, man. That's fucked up.
A ketchup bottle on a pig's ass.
That's fucked up, bro. That's fucked up. I love how
Photoshop.
This whole fucking subreddit has chosen to characterize Ninja as the pig from like Back in the Barnyard or some shit.
No, fucking, and then there's just one where it's like, is Ninja clapping Jess Cheeks? And he's like, well, yes. Why did he do that interview with pink hair? I just thought about that. That's gonna be on the internet forever. Oh my god.
Well, you know how it is.
Yep.
Ninja, pull your sleeves
keeps
down,
clapping man. The cheeks.
He's clapping
y'all
all
need
the
to,
cheeks.
Y'all need to go to r/ninja clap and Jess and post your memes there.
Yeah, post your best ninja clap and Jess cheeks meme.
Fuck. I almost ruined the entire thing for us.
Why?
not like something that we would have to cut out the podcast, but like that just ruins the gag.
Just ruins the gag of ninja clap.
Anyways, I don't want to get the gag ruined, so this is the end of the podcast. Thank you all for watching. Subscribe to Loudmouse down below. Follow us on Twitter @Loudmouse_. Follow us on Instagram @Loudmouse_. Follow us on Google Play, iTunes, and everything in the fucking description. Just click all the links and then subscribe and follow. Okay, that's it. Thank you all for watching. Have a good day.